In cities now under the control of ISIS militants, Iraqi civilians are stuck in the middle of a violent confrontation between the government and insurgents. Ghaith Abdul Ahad is Middle East correspondent for The Guardian, and he's been traveling north of Baghdad. He says even though ISIS has military control of northern Iraqi cities, local Sunni groups are actually running day-to-day life there.
Once they take over a town, a village, like say Mosul or Tikrit, other forces come to fill the gap. Local tribesmen, other insurgents groups, Ba'athi army officers. So at the moment you see ISIS trying to take a back seat. They haven't yet imposed their extreme form of rule on a town.
So then who is providing services and is administrating these towns once they're taken over then?
The local forces are filling the gap. There isn't much local services, probably some doctors, the hospitals are open, local, trash collection. At the moment, it's the local population that's kind of running their cities.
You spent some time in the Sunni community north of Baghdad. Among them or among other Sunnis, how much strength of support is there for ISIS as opposed to being dissatisfied with Maliki?
For many of the Sunnis that I talk to, they think of this as a Sunni liberation, as a Sunni uprising. They are really frustrated with Maliki. They point to so many grievances, and many of them are actual and real. They point at the sectarian police units, corrupt army. They've been treated really like second-class citizens for the past few years. So for them, they see the Sunni uprising as the Sunni liberation. But many of the Sunni commanders, many of the Sunni political leaders, the people who have vision in this city, they will point and say, this is a Sunni tragedy. This is a mistake on the Sunnis, because the Sunnis will pay the highest price for this. Eventually, it's the Sunni who will have to deal with the wrath of ISIS, and the next civil war after this initial fighting, it will be a Sunni-Sunni war.
Keith, you're an Iraqi yourself, and you've done a lot of reporting among Shias, among Sunnis. Do you see that there could be a political solution?
I think now it's too late for a political solution. The whole talk about forming a new government, a more inclusive government, probably this would have worked a year ago, almost 18 months ago. At the moment, this is too late. I spend my day traveling from east to west Baghdad, and I talk in the same day to Shia militia commanders and Sunnis, and both seem to be gearing for the coming war. People are talking in terms of ethnic cleansing. People are talking about emptying neighborhoods, talking in terms of these big strategies on the paper of removing the Sunnis from this area, removing the Shia from this area. The best what we can hope for is the fighting will stop north of Baghdad. But I don't think there's a political solution. It's too late for the political solution. As a result of the ISIS attack and the insurgency uprising, no Sunni politician has any credibility left in the street. No Sunni can stand and say, I represent Mosul. So the whole Sunni political elite has been removed from the scene. So who will be able to conduct the peace with Maliki or with any Shia power? So I think now is the time of war. Politics is too late.
Ghaith Abdul Ahad is a Middle East correspondent for The Guardian. Ghaith, thank you very much.
Thank you.